presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everyone. Hello, aloha. I am so honored to have my co-host today, Denise Simone. All right, try not to be that. We got business here. All right, Denise Simone from DeniseSimone.com. We were just talking about how she's doing such a marvelous job. She's got her website, DeniseSimone.com. all geared toward answering Ask Eric questions via email, and I think it's awesome. Instead of, you know, she's so booked up, instead of buying an hour-long session, this is great, and then if you need elaboration, you can book an appointment, et cetera. So hats off to her. The Ask Eric page on DeniseRamon.com. Today, we are going to dedicate this radio show to callers, because those are the people we love and Eric loves, and he loves when we do this. So if you are going to ask for a message from a loved one, we really need your first name and the town you're in and the name of the person and things like that. Prefer no health questions because of the medical legal liability as a doctor. Anyway, let's go ahead and begin. We've got somebody from the 610 area code. Let me click again. My cursor's being stubborn. Hi there, 610 area code. How you doing?
Hello?
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
How
Hello.
Are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi,
yes,
this is Cheryl Elia. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Cheryl. Did you ever go to the doctor?
Did what?
Did you end up going to the ENT doc?
Oh, yeah, I did, and he said that I have some hearing loss, he said, but it's not enough to be tinnitus. So he's been really...
The most common cause of ringing in the ears is early hearing loss.
Well, he told me that he don't understand what it is, because he said I don't have enough hearing loss. Like, I have, like, you know, regular, not a lot, but... I don't know what to do.
All right. So, yeah, so you can ring in the ears. Now, is it on both sides?
No, just the left one.
Is there a discrepancy in hearing on either side?
No.
Is the hearing loss on both sides, or is it more so on the side with the ring?
It's both sides. It's even.
Okay. So, Eric, what's going on with the ringing in her ears? It sounds like hissing or ringing?
Hissing.
All right.
Hissing.
What is that? Because we've gotten rid of anything like insectoid and reptilians and all that stuff. And there was Heather thought it might be past life related and wanted to work with you, I think. But Eric,
Or mantis ray.
Oh, the mantis. Yeah, I got rid of all that. I thought I did. Anyway, what's going on?
Eric says that. He says, Mom, you're too far advanced from some of the doctors. And because when you were asking her those questions, it's like it hasn't got to the point where they can detect hearing loss. It's like you caught it way before it can be seen. So you're telling them something that nobody can see yet. And
it did register hearing loss. It's not much.
Yeah, right. But Eric is saying there is. Eric says, if you go back in 6 months to a year, you will see that they will be able to kick it in and see it, because it's like it's in the outer part. But Eric says, work on you personally, like working on your, he says, your self-worth. Start working on valuing yourself more. And he says, in sitting with that, he says, sitting with that ringing or that hissing, whatever it has in your ear, he says, don't get into a place where you're hating it or wishing it would go away. Get into that part of it and give that part of it love. Send it nurturing and stuff like that. And Eric says, you could probably bypass the hearing loss by doing that.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, I did work on her right before I left on vacation, clearing energy blocks, because I know energy blocks and, you know, chakras can be involved, et cetera. So that should be gone. Is there anything else that I need to do to help her?
Eric says, no, Mom. He says, this is her an inside job. This is for her to work on her. It's about her. It's more about her just nurturing her own self. And he says, you cleared away a lot of stuff to where she can now do that.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there any healers she needs to work with, like inner child work, self-forgiving, anything? Any, like, to work on other lives, blah, 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 blah.
Eric said, of course, any of that's really good, but this is stuff that she can also do herself. But if she feels like she needs guidance or something, yeah, definitely, he says she could work with someone else.
Okay. All right. All right, so, yeah, just maybe Google ways to love yourself. And there's the self-love scalar work. I don't know if I've done that on you, but I think inner work on your you can do that yourself, too. Just realize what a divine, vastly amazing being you are, Cheryl, because you are.
Yeah, it's like I didn't think I was self-loathing. You know what I mean? It's
It's not about self-loathing. It's about just nurturing the parts of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. If there's anything I can do, let me know. I'm still working on you.
Okay. Thank you.
Every time. So I'm not giving
up. I appreciate it.
You bet, sweetie.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too.
I found out today from, and Denise, you can verify this, that now I've gotten the language of the intent for all energy work to where it's 96% effective, and the other 4%, it's either irrevocable contracts or it's their thought creating reality being stronger than the intent. Like, I'm not worth getting better, or this is too good to be true. It's those two things. It's free will and it's irrevocable contracts. But people, you guys can find out, and you can use the Ask Eric deal to find out, you know, what contracts are irrevocable that maybe you can work on this lifetime so that they can then be revoked. Anyway, Eric, is that what I'm saying about the percentages, et cetera, sounding true?
He said yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, and that was a hard yes.
Oh, good. All right, so now we got somebody from the 231 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Glad to have you.
My name is Chia.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, what did you say your name?
I'm just one. It's Chia.
Gia. Oh, okay. Where are you calling from, Gia?
Michigan.
Michigan. Ooh, nice. How can we help you, sweetie? Yes.
I'm just wondering if there's a message within spirit for me.
Oh, okay.
Eric says you're wanting something particular, a message, correct?
I'm hoping.
Yeah. So what particular message is it that you're wanting? Like, what is it about? What is it around?
Mainly maybe a career.
Okay.
I was hoping maybe my dad, Russ, would come through.
Your dad, Russ?
Yeah.
Okay. So Eric went to go get him real quick. And so
what did her higher self say, Denise? Can you tap into her? Meanwhile?
So with your career,
I've been in the nonprofit field for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
And I just accepted another position, and I'm hoping that it was the right choice.
It is the right choice. It is the right choice. And is it a promotion?
No, new position.
Okay. Because I feel like whatever this is in, I just feel like you're going to get promoted because you're not going to stay in that position very long once you get in there. It may be a year, but Eric says it's less because you're going in because you applied for a position lower than what you really are qualified for. but this is, you're going to get in there and you're going to get promoted in that. So what I'm hearing also, and I feel like it's an echo from your father, work as if you already have that position. And you're just going to be a breath of fresh air to whatever you're working for, because you're very creative, by the way, your father is showing me, the way he's doing his hands. And so get in there, show them what you know, and bring that joy you bring with yourself, because it's going to be very much welcomed.
Well, that's good.
Great.
Any other message from Ross?
You know, he's showing me the feet. So pay attention to your feet when you're walking. I feel like, and he's showing me with shoes on. So pay attention when you're walking, like looking down at your feet and that sometimes, because I feel like you will find something that you'll just know it's from your father.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
That's awesome.
Okay. I thought maybe I've got a broken foot that I've been walking on for a couple of years. I thought maybe he was telling me, go in and get that fixed.
And he may be, because he's showing me shoes, so I don't know if it's your proper shoe or not, but he's saying, look at your feet, though. So maybe there's a note on the sidewalk that says, go get your foot looked, but he's showing me, looking at you.
Hard for a podiatrist or something. All right,
yeah.
So Eric, is that Ross is referring to with the shoes? Is it that a message from him, or is it something
it's
about
It's a message from him. Eric says it's a message from him. So pay attention when you're walking, yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for calling. See ya. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck. Congratulations on the new job.
Yes.
And the future promotion.
Yes.
Bye. Okay, let's see. We got somebody from the 386 area code. Eric, I love you, by the way. I guess I didn't say I love you so much.
No, he says, Mama, I love you. He's just
hello.
Oozing.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Eric. Sorry about that. I just had to give my love to Eric. 386 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Cindy, I'm calling from Florida.
Hey.
Yay.
Hi, Cindy. Florida.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I was just wondering if you have any messages for me from anyone in spirit regarding my relationships.
Your relationships?
Well, relationship. It's kind of former relationship. Let me put it like that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Had a recent breakup that was really no particular, like a blow up. The other party's hot temper blow up, and then a little too big an ego to come back and communicate. So we're still apart. So I was just wondering if you see any communication and together, because we were very, very close.
So what do you think, Eric?
Eric says you were very, very close, but he says be real honest with yourself when you say you were very, very close about what all that entailed. He's just saying really look at all the dynamics of it. And Eric says just be real sure that you want all of that back. Because you don't just get some of it back, you get all of that back. And so Eric says, just be real clear on that. Is this, you know, this doesn't, this is, Eric says, this isn't the, if you chose to go a different route, that's a much easier, softer way, this wouldn't be your last relationship, Eric is saying.
Okay. Was there a contract involved in this relationship?
Eric says yes, there is a contract in this relationship.
Contract.
Yes, it's about her standing her ground.
That makes sense, and I did that, and he's not used to people doing that.
Yeah, and this was something Eric says you were afraid to stay in your ground before because you were afraid something like this would happen, and he validated that for you.
Okay, so are they going to get back together?
Eric says it's possible, but, you know, right now he's behaving like he says like a 13-year-old, and he's punishing you. So just be real clear on, Eric says, on all of this, because you get all of it back, not just a part of it.
Well, that makes sense. Good for you for holding, for setting emotional boundaries, girl. Good for you.
I think he's thinking that I'm going to contact him to come running back, and I have made zero contact.
Good.
And it's been 2.5 weeks, and we were together 7 days a week. I mean, we were every single day, and really getting very close, talking about a future and marriage.
Out of
nowhere, it was just over his temper tantrum. I don't even know what he must have been having a bad day and blew up. I don't even know.
Well, this is a test. How much does he really care about you? Does he care enough about you to strip away his ego and do the right thing and openly communicate with you? Not to say you were all right and I'm all wrong, but to at least come with an open heart. So that's the test for him. It's his turn now.
That's what I was wondering, if you could see if he's going to be able to do that.
Eric says it's real hard for him because it reminds him of not being a good kid. You know, like he was a bad kid, I'm bad and I'm no good. So it brings up a lot of childhood crap. But Eric says make sure that you have a list of what's important to you and how is he going to go about doing things different. So don't just go in there. He says have a business plan when you go in there. But Eric says make sure that you're going out with your friends and you're not sitting at home. Make sure you go out with your friends and start doing things different for you, because he says you put a lot of yourself on hold.
And that's the thing. I live in a very rural area, remote area. I don't really have anybody to go out with or go anywhere. And, you know, I was 7 days a week committed my life to him and his family.
So you must feel
so
lonely.
I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs, but I'm not calling him.
You're going to be able to go out to the diner or whatever, just strike up conversation. There's ways for you to meet people, even if it's rural. I know, because my husband was raised in a rural area, 800 people max, and most of them were sheep. Anyway, all right, well, keep us posted, okay?
Okay, so I just wanted to clarify, did you say that he will or he will not be communicating with me?
That's tough, because that's free will, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Well,
Eric says she wants him to, so if you hang out there long enough, he will definitely so what's up?
Good.
But it's more of what's up, or weren't you ever going to call me?
It'll be something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to get on to the next caller, but Eric, maybe you can help her out. All right, so let's see. Yeah. We have someone from the 2226 area code. Hi there, how are you? Who are we speaking
with? Hi, Elise.
From? Hi there.
It's Quintal McKay, Aquapuff.
Oh, hi, yes. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I just wanted to say really quick that, you know, I love the four of you guys a lot, and I just wanted to say thank you. For keeping me protected and for constantly saving my life and for being so
because
I know I've been a whirlwind. Pardon?
You're a very special girl, and I'm so glad you finally got on. Yeah. So that's
I was afraid to call and say I didn't want to bother you guys, but I'm getting that Eric wanted me to call in to hear what he has to say to me through you guys or something, and so I'm just like, I'm telling myself I need to not hide, so I'm not hiding, and here I am, and I just want to love you today. I love you guys, and thank you.
Thank you. What's your first name again?
Chantal. It's Chantal.
Chantal.
Oh, Chantal. Okay.
Okay. So Eric? So the question is, I'm sorry, what was the question?
This is a message.
Sorry?
Is it a message you want, sweetie?
I was getting messages from a couple of my friends about the. Basically, I was told through him and other people that he wanted me to call in and just see what he has to say to me through you guys, just a general message. I'm sorry, I know you don't generally like that, but I don't know why else I'm calling. You just pushed me to call. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Let's keep it open. No, yeah. Are you kind of a shy person, like, when it comes to you?
I'm working on it. I'm coming out of it, but yes, I'm generally, I'm a Cancer. I like to stay in my shell.
Yeah, because Eric has shown me it's like a push to come out. And this is like to let you know, like, see, it's not so frightening and people aren't going to scare you. People aren't harmful. People are here. And he's saying, and it feels good to do something for yourself. And he says making this phone call and getting online was for yourself. And he says, it's like this is what it's about, is doing things for yourself, because really nobody does it for us but ourselves. Everything we do, when we do things for ourselves, it helps us to feel more solid in our own space, our own growth, and it helps you to get out. He's showing me the front door more.
Yeah, that completely makes sense. Long story short, I know you've got callers on, but I've got a neighbor about four doors up, and he's almost identical to Eric. His name is almost identical to Eric's brother's name, and Eric, I'm getting that he's like, you're going to be asking him on a date, and I'm just like, no. And he's like, the more you say no, the more I'm going to push it. And he's like, you have to do this. So I am trying, and I know that this was all confirmation that I'm doing what I need to do, just self-care, keep myself happy, keep my vibrations high, and don't hide. So I'm guessing that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, Eric says get outside every day. Get outside. Go for a walk.
He's been making me, I've been going for four walks a day, and he makes me walk past this house.
Good.
And I blare music, and you should see how I'm dressed, how he gets me dressed. Like, yeah, I'm covered in like numbers and like color, and like my hair is in like pigtails and buns, like blaring music. Yeah, he's getting me to do it. So this is just, thank you. I appreciate all this.
Well, good. Good.
That's awesome.
So, all right. Well, thank you. I guess that was the confirmation that I needed, and I will let you guys go because I know you have other callers. So thank you. I appreciate you guys, and I just love you all very much.
That's awesome. Yeah, we communicate quite a bit. Okay, we have somebody from the 501 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Donna Fraser again.
Oh, hi, hey. Donna Fraser. Oh.
Hey, Donna.
How are you?
Well, I am doing fine. How are you, ladies? And I love all of you.
I love your accent. You're my Southern Belle. I love you so much. I love that Southern accent.
Well,
what can we do for Donna Fraser?
Well, I was wondering if there was a message from Eric or from my higher self.
All right.
Eric says, let's talk to your higher self. He says, let's go there first. What I'm getting is with your higher self, it's like, kind of like it's like just allow things to just flow, because this is supposed to be a calming period for you, a calming time. Like it's like you're supposed to be just floating down the river, not riding in the rapids or swimming upstream, but just floating. This is supposed to be a calm time for you. So just enjoy the calmness. Eric says, there are a couple of, not that good things aren't coming in addition, but there's a couple of really cool things coming your way soon. And I feel like one of them is a surprise and one of them you've been thinking about and wishing for or wondering if it's going to happen. But Eric says you got a couple of really cool surprises coming your way, good things coming your way. So is there one thing that you've been like hoping that it would happen or wondering if it's going to happen?
Well, I've got a couple of businesses that I invested in, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Okay, okay. Because Eric says, then that might be why I see a couple. Because Eric says a couple there, so there's some good things coming from. And I'm asking Eric if that's it with the businesses, and he said there are good things coming your way from that, he's saying. So just allow this calmness period, you know. Just enjoy the floating down the river, Eric is showing me.
Yes. All right. Well, I can do that. Enjoy the ride, in other words.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And you do a lot of centering yourself is what I'm getting from your higher self. You do a lot of centering. And so just bask in that calmness, that a calm ride.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Well, is there, I've had all kinds of work done. Is there anything else that I need done?
Eric says not at this time, no. He said no,
okay.
Not at this.
Awesome. All right, Donna, until next time, girl.
Love y'all.
You take care, hon.
All right, y'all too. Bye.
So sweet. I love my peeps. All right, got somebody from the 925 area code. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, it's Angela. How are you?
Doing good. What are you calling from?
Eyes of an Empath. Now it's Eyes of a Messenger.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I didn't want to say my last name.
Yeah, no, don't.
No. But where
I'm
where
honestly,
are you?
I'm calling from California, Northern California.
Nice, okay.
And honestly, I really don't know why I'm on this call because, you know, I think Elisa knows I've pretty much given up everything New Age and went back to Catholicism. And I've been studying the Bible for like 2 months, so I really shouldn't even be on this call. I don't know why I'm on this call.
Why is she?
But Elise and I had a beautiful call a few weeks ago, and she called me, and I was just so blessed to talk to her. And I still love you guys to death. I just don't know what's going on. I know what truth is, but I'm looking, you know, there's some heavy stuff going on in the world, and
yeah.
I mean, we're in it. You know, we're in it. So I just want to make sure that we're going to the right place when we leave because I actually was, you know, kind of deceived. And that does not happen to me very often at all.
Yeah.
And so if, I don't know if you got a message for me. I mean, I pray. That's pretty much what I do for you guys now is just for everyone and just hope that we're all, you know, on the right path.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
So
Angela, Eric says this is good what you're doing because what you're doing is you're like, wait a minute, I've got to figure some of this stuff out. I'm listening to everything and everyone, and I don't even know what's going on. So you're just shedding that stuff away, and you're finding your own truth right now. And Eric says, and that's okay. This is what you're doing and getting back into the Catholicism, he says, is so okay. No matter what you do, if you get into that or another religion or you just come back into the spirity stuff only, it's all right. It's all okay. And he's saying you are on the verge of being able to, he says, knowing who you really are as a soul, as a person, spirit-wise, because Eric says you're very talented also. Did you get into the horoscopes or something like that?
Well, that's what's funny. I've been, you know, I mean, yeah, so I've, like, been researching astrology for over 40 years. I'm 55 now. I mean, like I was telling Elise, from the time I can remember, probably 4 years old, I've been praying to God for wisdom, and I still don't understand why he made me a female because I would have went straight into the priesthood. I I had planned to become a nun, and
yes,
I actually was talked out of that by my father, which was, now I'm starting to feel, I'm actually studying demonology. I was really very interested in angelology, and I'm definitely going in the pattern. He's right. I'm going where I need to be, and it's funny because you guys got me there, Elise, because that's why I started questioning why the scalar work's not working the way it is on everyone else on me, which is not unusual for me. Nothing seems to work on me properly. It's like, give me a Vicodin, and I'm going to bounce off the walls and stuff.
It's,
well, you know what I mean?
Okay, I did some work on you last week and with the retrograde integration to get rid of, to make sure there's no curses that needed to be revoked, vows that you made, like a vow of poverty that you made in another life, or a vow of something. And I did a whole bunch of stuff on everybody who needed it. So, you know, it could be that. But are there, the only other options is there that your free will, is that your thought that it's not going to work is stronger than the intent of the scalar, in the scalar field, or irrevocable contracts. Real quickly,
right.
Because
and I think
we've got a whole bunch of other callers to get to, but
yeah.
is it one of those, Eric? Or both
Eric
of those?
Says, yes. Eric says it's free will, but also, too, Eric is also saying, you know, she was a close friend to Jesus, and
yes.
and that is hard for her to, like, how could I be a close friend to Jesus and be who I am right now? And Eric
yes.
says, you know, going to into the, what is it called? He's showing me an E, that is religion with an E, that's right below Catholics. They allow. Yeah, they allow.
I'm Catholic, so I'm not sure what that is.
That, yes, it's right below the Catholics. And when I say below, not they're lower, but they
right.
allow female priests and they allow
yeah.
divorce.
And yeah, that's funny. And I've been talking to that. I actually went to confession the other day, and I wanted to say that for anyone out there that is having problems with the scalar work and they do have my faith, I've been doing, and I knew, Elise, that you were going to do that. And I actually have been reading, I've been praying the rosary on it. And I just saying, you know what, Lord, if this is meant for me, if this is from you, then I'm going to take it and I'm going to heal from it. So
good.
I think even integrated with that, with someone else's faith, that can help if they are not doing that.
I agree.
So
I agree. Yeah. Remember, thought creates reality. And your beliefs are very, very strong and attitude, but you have to believe that this is going to work because it will. And they
right.
are ready. And watch the Jesus interview if you haven't already, the one with Jamie Butler, because you'll get
yeah.
an idea about Jesus than is shown in to be a organized religion.
Right.
So,
and I have,
oh,
believe me, I've researched everything. I love Jesus evolving, and I've dissected all of her work. And I
yeah.
will continue to do my research and pray that we're finding the truth, because
right.
there's a lot of things in this world that are very scary, and they're right in front of our face. So I love you all,
yeah.
and I appreciate it. And obviously, they wanted me on.
Don't
That's
live
what
in
I said
fear, everybody.
Have.
Lead your life
yep.
in love, not fear. Don't forget, there are scary things, but good overpowers evil any day of the week. And you are divine and vast and powerful, much more powerful than any of the little things that could possibly hurt you, because they can't. We're eternal beings. So come on. What's going to happen?
That's
so,
right. And we're God's children. So we can't
right.
be hurt. We
right.
have
we're
to stand up for
and
ourselves.
Part of God. Exactly. Oh, that was very refreshing. Angela is pretty dang wise, girl. Angela
yeah.
B. All right. So let's go ahead and go on to the next caller. 732 area code. Hey there.
Hi, this is Melissa from Manchester.
Hi,
Melissa.
Manchester. Are you Melissa Manchester? I'm kidding. The
singer. No, I'm Manchester.
Oh, God, I'll stop. What can we do for you, sweetie?
Now that I'm here, there's so many, I don't know how to pick one. Can maybe Eric just tell me the
what does she,
best
what does she
thing
need
I need
to
hear right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Eric, what does she need to know on here right now?
Are you thinking of, like, moving or renovating a space or something?
Yes. We are, my father-in-law moved in with me, and his house is vacant, and we're thinking about putting renters in that space.
Okay, because Eric shows me like a room, like an empty room, like with some boxes, and I couldn't tell if you were thinking of moving or renovating the place. Eric says go for it. You will get more money from the renter than you will even that you possibly think that you could get. But Eric says yes, go for it.
And Ruth, my mother-in-law who passed, she is okay with the amount we set for rent and how things are being handled.
Eric says yes, because you know, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Good.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
So I don't know what the color, that ruby red color means, but this is how she comes. This is her energy. It's like a ruby red. So I don't know if you see orbs or what, but if it's like a ruby red kind of, that's her.
We have seen orbs in the bedroom where my father-in-law is when he's sleeping on the baby monitor. So we have seen that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And red is my, I'm ruby for July. So it's, I guess red would be my birthstone.
Oh,
there we
go.
Okay.
That makes
sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Well,
I can't thank you enough.
Oh, sure. Oh, we're so happy to help you.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, sweetie.
More.
Okay, let's see if we're going to have somebody from the 262 area code. Did I already do this one? 262 area code?
No, you haven't.
Hello?
Oh. Hi there.
Hi. Denise and Alisa. This is Marla.
Hi, Marla.
Love you guys.
Hey, Marla.
Hi. I have a question that I'm guessing is kind of general for other people as well, and that is for those of us, and Denise, you know my story, for those of us that have changed so much inside with regards to who we are and what's really important, when that gap between that and the reality around us becomes so large that it's about surviving more than thriving, what do we do? And specifically, I guess, for me, at least, in the area of livelihood, like work, career, et cetera.
Eric says this is when you have to regroup again, because he says it's important to keep yourself connected to the space here, which he's talking about here on this planet, about staying connected here, because sometimes we can forget to keep ourselves grounded as we're doing this other work, but he's saying we just see what isn't working. So he says it's good to, he's showing me like get regroup and start focusing on what you know is right, like start bringing in the stuff that is working, because and he's showing me it's like changing your perception, because as you're bringing in the stuff that is working, that your what you know is true, then your reality starts changing, your perception starts changing, which that creates your reality, he's saying.
Okay. Yep. Awesome.
Okay, and is there just a way to connect with the higher self better or receive messages from higher self during this kind of crazy period?
Eric says for you, and he's saying this is for you. I don't know if you like to suck on something sweet or eat something sweet, but Eric is saying suck on something sweet. So I guess this puts you in like a good frame. You know, I guess it's kind of like people take a few sips of a cocktail to kind of calm down or whatever. But he showed me like suck on something sweet that you like. And he says, and put on some music. And he's showing me that there are tons of YouTube meditation type music, or he's saying something like with harp music that really, because it will flow with you. And he says, and start thinking about all the amazing things that you have done. as little as how you were able to tie a shoe really quick, how you were able to do a lot of things quick, because he says you're a very quick learner. And he says, start reveling in those kind of things. And he says, and you will start, because when you're doing that, you're connecting to that authentic part of you. And he's showing me to just, he says, do that. And it's, he says, the reason why he's saying suck on something sweet, because it's constantly reminding you about the sweetness that you are.
Oh.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Love, love, love you guys.
Love you too.
Much love you to you, Marla.
Thank you.
Okay. I just love people. All right. 213 area code. Hey there. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I wasn't sure if it's me or not.
It's you, babe. It's you. It's all you, girl. Yeah.
Okay, this is Lisa, California. I'm also someone who still has trouble after Scalar, and I wonder if I'm one of the ones who have either a contract or something that prevents if I'm working well for me.
Is he one of the 4% and why? Or
yes.
Or the work we're still doing. Okay, so what's the deal?
You talking to me or Eric?
Yes, to Eric. Eric says, Lisa, there's still a part of you that just thinks that this is not going to work, or that you're not, or that this is, that you are, like, this probably isn't going to work. And Eric says, it did work, and it does work. He says, allow that to come in.
You know what? Watch some of the, go to YouTube, Atlanta Scalar YouTube, and start watching video testimonials to give yourself some faith, okay?
Lisa, you had said that I was an earth angel and that you had got, there were lots of aliens and reptilians and whatever. And so
right.
You're saying now that those are gone now because... I did.
Language is so tight now that they've got to be gone. But I'm going to leave it to Eric. Eric, did we get rid of all those and clear all energy blockers, curses, everything on her?
Eric says yes. And he's showing me, like, open the window and let the breeze blow on your face. Know that breeze is nothing but goodness coming to you. And he says, allow that breeze to come in. And he's showing me a fan. So if you can't open your windows, he says, put the fan on you and feel the breeze coming in because it's blowing nothing but goodness on you. He says, you deserve everything that is good, everything.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you not to be. And Eric says, ask yourself why you feel like this probably wouldn't work. Why? And Eric says, really be on it, write it on paper. Eric says it really helps to put it on paper through a pen or a pencil.
Yeah. It works, girl.
Okay.
It works.
I thank you so much. I'll work on me then. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Right. Take care, hon.
Okay, bye.
People need to know that I continue to work on people. Even people from August. If there's any new language, I put it in there. I tell Eric, if there's anybody who's slipping, who's getting energy blocks, let's clear them to give them their energy work a boost. I work on everybody all the time. Anyway, so 727 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Hi.
Hi, Elise. Hi.
Hey,
it's Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Hey, Rhonda.
Hi.
We're yours, girl.
I'm just calling to try to see if I can get a message from my son who passed away in June.
Oh, so, this year?
Yeah.
Michael.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Bless
can
your
we get
heart.
Michael? Eric, can you get Michael?
He said yes, Mom.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
So they're both coming in, and Michael's sitting in a brown chair,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know what significant that means. It looks like a wood brown chair. It looks like it's wood. He says he likes the feel of wood, so I don't know what that means. He says, Mom, I'm learning a lot, is what he's telling me. And so I guess that's why he's coming in a chair. He's learning a lot. He says, Mom, I'm okay. So you must feel him around you because he says, it's me, Mom. It's me, Mom.
Yes,
so,
I do.
So he says, it's me. And he's telling me as soon as he gets through, because he says how we have courses over here, they got courses over there. And he says, as soon as he finishes a couple of them, he says, you're going to hear more and more from him. And when he says that, Eric is saying, which means you're going to hear him louder. You're going to really know. So you're going to, because he hears your call. Like, you want to be able to hear him. You want to be able to smell him. You want to be able to feel him. And I feel like this is what he's learning how to do. Did he like chili or something?
Yes.
Because I just got a whiff of chili, and I don't, trust me, we don't cook chili here. And so he's like wanting, so he's just, and I feel like he put that in there. I feel like he did that as a validation for you that, yes, I'm talking to your son.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. All right, so give him some time. Eric, can you help teach him some of your...
He said,
right?
Yes, Mama. He said,
yeah.
He's on it, yes. And what our time frame is different from theirs. So this could be happening in the next few weeks or whatever, or a month. But it's not like poof, it's going to happen. You're going to start noticing it, because this is the thing. We've got to know the things, like the little things. Start noticing the little things so we can really see the big things, because it's the big things that we don't see too sometimes.
Yeah. And be wary about having expectations, because everything's energy, including expectation. It's a very dense energy for spirits to get through.
Yeah,
and grief, that's very difficult. So do everything that you can to raise your vibration, even though it's so tough. I just know.
What Eric and your son are both saying, allow yourself to be in this moment of a sadness. Don't push it away. Allow yourself to be there.
But lean into grief to get to the other side. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll call back and we'll check back with Michael maybe next week too. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You take care, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
My heart.
I know.
Okay. Got somebody from the 317 area code. Oopsie, come on, click. Okay. Sorry about that. All right, here we go. 317 area code. Hi, how you doing?
Hello,
who is this? We hear you.
Oh, great. This is Mary from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Mary from Tampa, Florida.
I'm a long-time listener. And, enjoy all the videos and so on.
Thank you.
All the Facebook work and all you're doing.
Thank you.
Gosh. Oh, no, thank you. I guess, what's the most important thing I need to hear right now?
I love that question.
Well, Eric says the most important thing you need to hear right now is that you're just one amazing individual. So Eric says, really need to know you're amazing. And I don't know why he's showing me that. Do you have red flowers out in your yard?
There is one blooming right by the front door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eric says, I don't know if there's bees or some kind of winged animal, that insect that flies around there. But Eric says, pay attention to that kind of stuff, because those have messages for you.
What is the message?
Okay.
What message does he need to hear from the winged creatures or whatever? What is why does that that she's amazing and divine and so powerful? What's real? Can you give us a practical message, Eric?
Eric says she's real intuitive. And I don't know, and I don't know if you, do you know that you're intuitive?
I have certainly been told that. I don't know, I'm living a very, isolated lifestyle right now. And I think I'm okay with that.
Eric says this is perfect to connect to your intuitiveness, to start putting it into action. And Eric says, so this is why Eric says about the weakness, start talking to them because you can communicate with them.
Hmm. Cool. Very interesting because I was making a habit of picking up feathers that I would find on my walks around here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, part of it was, I think I'd asked my son Jeremy, he's over there with Eric, if what were his signs for me? And I felt that the feathers were one way that he communicated with me.
Definitely. But pay attention to those winged ones that come around the flowers because there's something about the red flower Eric is showing me. And so you can communicate with that. And Eric says, you're very intuitive.
Does he need to develop those skills, Eric?
Well, Eric says yes. Well, it would be good for her because then she won't feel like she doesn't know. This way she knows.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. Any other than meditation, any particular method I should maybe practice? Well, you said pay attention to messages in nature.
Yeah, because that's there's a lot of innocence to it, and that's what you crave is the innocence, the sweetness of things.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because you're sweet too. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. So are all of you. All right. Thanks. Good. Have a great night.
Take care, Mary.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, I can tell she's very sweet. Okay. Let's see. Got somebody from the 978 area code. Hi there.
Hi, Elise.
Hello.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Denise. It's Martha from Massachusetts.
Martha. Hey, girl.
Monica.
Monica.
I actually had a question in mind, but I keep being drawn to my mom. So I want to know if there's any message from my mom who passed away about 6 months ago, who I adore and miss. And I moved into her home and feel her around me all the time. Her name is Lucy.
Oh, I love that name. So, Eric says this is going to sound so cliche, but Eric is showing me that your mom's symbol for you, one of them, because I feel like there's another one that you kind of already know about, but one of the symbols for your mom is a diamond. So I don't know if your mother loved diamonds or what, but this is a symbol, or if you love diamonds, but this is a symbol for her. So whenever you see diamonds, wherever it is, it could be like the shape of a diamond on the street. And when I say diamond, it can be like, you know, how you draw a diamond, or it can be where you see a message, something that just strikes you, and it could be a diamond ring or a diamond pendant or a raw diamond or something or whatever. But Eric is showing, and your mom is showing me, like, this is one of her symbols for you.
Okay.
And so, but you feel your mother around all the time.
I do.
Yes. And so did you take care of your mother?
I did.
Because she's showing me her feet. And I feel like you really nurtured her is why she's showing me her feet. And she really, she carried that with her, you know, like she still has that with her. And in the way she's showing me, she's giving that back to you.
Oh,
you need to incorporate.
It's funny, I have her.
I'm sorry.
I have her picture in my car with a crystal with the tree of life on it, and every morning I get in my car, I just talk to Eric and I talk to my mom and just ask them for me to be the best person I can be every day. So I definitely see her around me all the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. You also need to incorporate a little bit of fun. If it's just playing a game of solitaire for yourself or coloring in a coloring book, you've got to incorporate some of that into you, she said.
Coloring in coloring books is very underdone, people. It is actually fun. And you don't have to stay in the lines either.
We did that a lot when she was going through her chemo. We colored.
Yeah,
okay.
Cool. That's what was coming up, I bet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being such a nice caregiver. Now it's time
to
put
you guys. I love you.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
Bye-bye. It's very hard to be a caregiver. Oh, goodness. All right. So let's see. 463 area code. Hi there. Oopsie, wait. I pushed the wrong button. Oh, Lisa. Here we go. 463 area code. Hi there. How are you? Anybody home? Are you there?
Hello?
Hey, there you are. We have just a little bit of time before we close and before we ask your needs are. I want to, in case we run out of time, ask you guys to check out Denise at deniseramon.com. Okay? She's awesome. Awesome healer. She's done work on me that is amazingly powerful. And, of course, she does, there's a wonderful medium, et cetera. All right. So,
thank you.
Who are we speaking with today?
This is Kim from Indiana.
Hi, Kim from Indiana. What can we do for you, sweetie?
I just wanted to know if there was any messages for me.
From anyone in particular or just from Eric?
From Eric or my higher self or any guy.
Guide or whatever. Guardian angel, you name it.
Well, I'm glad you said guardian angel because Eric says you do have a guardian angel that works heavily with you. And one of them is Archangel Raphael.
Wow.
So I don't know if you pray to him or talk to him or what.
Well, maybe you should.
But Archangel Gabriel, and Eric says read up on Archangel Gabriel because you're going to find a lot of heart comforting. And when he says that, comforting your heart.
Is Gabriel or Raphael? Which are both?
Gabriel.
Gabriel,
okay.
Gabriel is her guardian angel?
Eric says that one is with her a lot right now. And when she reads what Archangel Gabriel is about, it will make so much sense to her.
Okay.
But that's not the only one that will be with you or is with you, because Eric says, look at me, I'm with you. So, yes.
And Eric can be
Is there any insight into what is going on with me right now?
As far as health-wise?
No, just experience-wise.
Situation, yeah.
Well, Eric says you're very intuitive, for one, so you're feeling a lot of different things, you know. And Eric says this is why it's real important for you to ground yourself every day.
It sounds like she's going through some bad shit. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah. Eric says, the bad shit she's gone through right now has been long waiting to happen, and now it's just finally popped. And Eric says, she's learning to trust her own self because she's had a lot of red flags raise up within her about some stuff, and she has a tendency to ignore her own inner voice.
Does she need super portal work to make her life better, to bring in abundance of all sorts, et cetera, et cetera?
Eric said it would help balance her out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I think we ripped you off on time here, so you just let me know.
Okay. Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Bye. And also, thank you, everyone, for joining us in our show.
Yeah.
Really love you guys. And thank you for letting me take a vacation. I needed it. So even though it was a grandkid, but it was a complete vacation. But it was enough for me to hit the she-shed.
Several hours. Long day.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Eric and Melissa.
Bye, everyone. Right. Thank you, Denise. I love you. I love you, Eric.
Love you both. Bye.
Bye.